You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Ryan Parnell, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and oncology nurse, Pam McMillan.
Hey Ryan, how are you today?
I'm really good, Pam. How are you?
I'm good. You know, often we hear about all the side effects of cancer and radiation and all those things, but sometimes we forget about the financial burden that comes with the diagnosis.
There is no question. And I would imagine our listeners right now are going, oh yeah, oh
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is one of the reasons that we cover all the topics, right, on our podcast.
The easy ones, the hard ones, and the ones in between.
That's right. That's
right. So I'm excited today to learn more about maybe some things that we don't know are out there, financial resources.
And I think, too, one of the things that is important to reflect on or bring to the light is a lot of folks, we always tell them, you don't need to know about us till you need to know about us.
Right.
And I think financial world is one of those things that you need to know about.
Right.
There's a lot of things that, not to mention just your typical retirement plan and, you know, all of those things. But most importantly, when you're going through treatment, there's a lot of aspects, I think, that we miss out on because we're not necessarily needing to know, but we want to make sure our folks know, our survivors.
Yeah. You know, even like one of the resources that we have here is financial assistance. Mm-hmm. And maybe people don't know about that.
That's right. So. That's right. Well, let's jump right to it. You guys are in for a treat today. We have a very special guest that we've come to know over the last bit of time here coming to the Survivorship Center. But Tierney Garrett is joining us this morning. And the thing about it is she has a business called Full Circle PBK. Now, PBK stands for Powered by Knowledge. And I think if anything we hope from today is that you are empowered and you learn from some and gain some knowledge through this, as well as all of our podcasts, really.
Right.
They are partnered with Revolution Financial Management, and we are excited to have you, Tierney. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And I tell you, let's do this real quick. If you don't mind sharing, just kind of tell us how do we know you?
Sure.
Is that a fair question?
That is a fair question. So I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer back in December of 2024. Through that process and meeting my treatment team is how I actually found out about the resources available through the Survivorship Center. I've known about 24 Hours in the Canyon for a long time from a friend of mine, but I never really knew what was available and actually what you guys did short of the ride in the canyon until it became very personal for me. So I came and did a tour and learned about the medical massage and the classes and the nutrition and just all of the resources that are available through their Survivorship Center. And now we're locked in. Y'all see me all the time because I love it here.
Well, and if I remember correctly, I think I toured you.
You did.
And I just remember your husband, when we walked into the gym, his eyes got major big, like, oh, wow. Can I come to this? And we were like, yes. And he was like, yeah, she'll be here.
He actually is in that gym more than I am, which is awesome.
Hey, it takes a whole team to get you through the journey.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Keeping him strong so he could be strong for me was huge.
Yeah.
So we're grateful.
Well, that's awesome. Well, so let's just kind of start at the basics if we can. Let's just talk about what are some resources that survivors need to think about or need to know about financially?
Okay. Yeah. So thinking about when you get that cancer diagnosis, the last thing that's on your mind at that moment are the finances until the bills start rolling in, right? You're just so focused on trying to either save your life or at least have the best quality of life for the time that you have left.
Right.
So no one really thinks about the direct costs of cancer, right? Mm-hmm. Treatment is very expensive. Surgeries, home health, if that's necessary, different things like that, right? So those are usually the big ones that if you're thinking about it, those are the ones that kind of hit hard, right? But then what about the indirect financial strain? The loss of income or potential loss of income from yourself as well as your caregiver, right? That could be huge. Traveling, if you don't have options available for your particular diagnosis locally. You may have to go to another city or another state. That's something, adjustments in the home, mm-hmm. right? Maybe right. handrails or different things like that. All of these put a strain on our finances. So things that you can prepare for in advance for those types of things are just making sure that you have proper coverage in place, whether that is your health insurance and knowing exactly what all is covered through your health insurance. Life insurance is another option that we'll go into a little bit deeper. Different things like that, right? Long-term care is a coverage that is a rider and it's available to go on life insurance that would step in should a survivor lose two of their six activities of daily living. They could access a portion of their death benefit early to be able to help pay for that, right? I know the Survivorship Center has financial assistance available. Harrington also has its own financial assistance available, but those resources are limited, right? And so because you guys care so for so many people across the panhandle, there's only so much money to go around if we're just being honest, while we want to be able to utilize those resources, we also need to know what other resources are out there to partner them, right? So there are a lot of different organizations that fundraise on a regular basis that survivors and caregivers can access if those funds are available. But we also don't have control over those things, right? And so we've got to try to make sure that we have the things that we need in advance. So like an HSA with the healthcare, being able to utilize the funds in an HSA for additional things. A lot of people don't realize that you can go on Amazon and there's a whole section that is FSA and HSA approved of things that could be helpful, ointments.
So let's just make sure our folks know HSA is a health savings account.
Yes, and health savings account. FSA is a flexible spending account.
Yes,
that are attached.
And those are through your work,
right?
So just in case you're going, do I have that? Ask at your employment.
Yes,
inquire whether you have those two things because you're right. And correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. If you don't use it, sometimes you lose it, right?
Depending on the type of account, yes, you could lose it. There are HSAs, like our particular HSA rolls
over.
Mm-hmm. It continues to roll, but not all of them do. It depends on the provider.
Right.
So you do have to check with the HR and make sure of that for sure. Let's talk about life insurance. Life insurance is my favorite thing to talk about. So many people think that life insurance is just for when you pass away. They have no idea that life insurance can be accessed when you're living, depending on the type of policy that you have set up and the different, the structure of that particular policy, right? So there's this thing called living benefits that's attached to, it could be attached to a temporary policy, which is like a term. It's good for a specific amount of years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Term coverage is pretty cheap because the likelihood of it paying out is pretty low. Most people outlive their term policies, right?
Right.
So say, for instance, if you have somebody that has a $500,000 term policy, maybe they're paying about $22 per month on it. If it's with, say, Nationwide has terminal illness, chronic illness, and critical illness attached to it as living benefits. Well, cancer is a critical illness. So you have a cancer diagnosis. You can literally file a claim on that temporary policy and be able to access a healthy portion of the death benefit in a lump sum right now to help alleviate the burden, the financial burden that a cancer diagnosis can cause. So that's one option.
So our listeners are thinking, I already have cancer. Mm-hmm. Can they still get life insurance?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. So most people should already have life insurance. Mm-hmm. If they don't, they need to beforehand, yes. Right? So our coverage was always through my husband's job prior to me launching our financial wellness firm. Okay. And so that's a group plan that activates when you pass away if the employee is still with the employer, right? Didn't really understand the importance of having it outside of work until doing what we do now. Now it's a mission that everybody needs to have a policy outside of work. Work isn't always necessarily going to be there. Maybe you shift careers. Maybe you retire. Maybe you get laid off. It goes out of business. The life insurance that's attached to there goes away as well, right? So if you already have life insurance, but you're not sure of the structure. A lot of people will purchase things, but they don't read the fine print and know exactly what they
have. I just have it.
Right, exactly. So get with your financial professional and go through the policy and see if you have living benefits. There's a lady that isn't my client, but she and I met recently, and we got a chance to converse about living benefits, and she wound up having them and didn't know it. So she was able to access a portion of her death benefit, like recently, a couple of weeks ago. She just had surgery last week. So now the money to be able to heal is there without her having to go run to credit cards, get loans, things like that, that put us in financial bind when we're in crisis.
And I think it's probably safe to assume this. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
The wrong thought is, well, if I have it, they'll let me know.
Right. No.
They're not going to let, right?
No. You have to be diligent and do your own research on your policy. Most people that purchase life insurance, your financial professional should go through those details with you, but not everybody does. Right? That's why our company offers policy reviews at no cost, even if you're not with our firm, just so that you have an understanding of what you actually have. If it's working for you, great. If it's not working for you, we can look at some other options and give you some choices to see if there's something out there that could help a little bit better.
What a wonderful thing would it be, Pam, if one of our listeners is listening and they're like, gosh, I don't know if I have that. And they look, and just as you said, oh my goodness, I have it. I can have access to this to help me right now.
Right now, get through this hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's hard.
So I'm sure that's something that you utilize during your journey.
Absolutely. And if I would not have partnered with Revolution to know about those options being available, this time right now would have been tragic. We probably would have lost our home. Mm-hmm. I know credit card debt would have been insane, because how do you make payments when your income is lessened? And things like that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So because I had the proper coverages in place in advance, I actually had a couple of options. So I chose to pull from my temporary policy as opposed to my permanent policy. Why? My permanent policy allows cash value to grow at the same time. I don't want to mess with that. That's for my future use,
right. Mm-hmm.
To supplement for retirement and things like that. But that temporary policy, the probability of it paying out was pretty low. So something I was paying less than $25 a month for helped drop a healthy five-figure direct deposit into my bank account gave breathing room, relief, peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know.
And I guess, you know, in that instance, you could use that however you needed.
Yes. No receipts. It could be used for medical purposes. It could be used for a trip. It could be used for paying off debt. It could be used for whatever the family needs for it to be used. Which is amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how do our listeners go about finding the right policy for them?
They need to sit down with a licensed financial professional. Mm-hmm. YouTube University, TikTok University is not going to cut it, right?
Oh, man.
It's not going to cut it because you don't know how it applies to you specifically.
Right.
So you need to have a financial needs analysis done so that you can see what your insurable need is, see what the structure of your family is, what do you want the life insurance money to do once you transition, what do you need it to do while you're still here, right? All of those things need to be thought about so that you're adequately covered, right?
And it's not a one-time, I did it, I checked the box, right?
Nope. Life changes.
It does.
Life changes. Your the need decreases as if you're a parent, as your children get older and your kids are young. If you pass away, you're going to need to cushion whoever is going to take care of your children in your absence. But once they're grown, you don't have that need any longer. The home gets paid off, so you don't have that need any longer. Debts should be getting paid off. So the older you get, typically, the less life insurance that you need, unless you're planning to fund like legacy trust and things like that. Then you might need a little bit more depending on the structure of your family and who you're trying to provide for.
Right. And you talk about the cost of insurance. Mm-hmm. Is it reasonable for most people?
Life insurance, you qualify for it based on age and on health. Mm-hmm. So what's reasonable for you may be very different for you, right? Yeah. But it also depends on what you want the money to do, right? So most people should at least have a temporary policy that covers 20 years, 30 years, something like that. Typically extremely affordable. So somebody in their mid-30s that doesn't have a whole lot of medical challenges, and that's an average height and weight, should be around $35-40 a month max. It's usually something that most people can afford, right? That's right. Typically one eating out meal less mm-hmm. per mm-hmm. month yeah. that you can dedicate that money to coverage. While we help build some additional funds available to go toward maybe permanent life insurance, right? Something that'll stick with you and stay with you until you pass away, that has a savings account attached to it. So when you transition, both the savings account and the death benefit are given to your beneficiaries. Yeah. So it just kind of depends on the medical profile as well as the build, age, things like that.
So if you have a pre-existing condition, can you qualify?
Absolutely. It's not a hard no. That's why I always try, mm-hmm. right? Because like with my platform, we have over 250 AAA rated companies on our platform as providers, like Nationwide and Transamerica and Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, Gerber. We have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. All the heavy hitters are on our platform. So it allows us to customize the care that we give to our families based on their age, yeah. their health, their needs, mm-hmm. right? So I've gotten people who have a multiple sclerosis diagnosis covered with permanent life insurance. Most people would think, oh, MS, I'm not going to qualify, but that's not necessarily true. Yeah. Right. So there are a lot of factors that play into it. But what you really want is a professional that's going to listen to you, one that you can trust so that you can feel comfortable peeling back those layers to get to the root of everything so that what you get is specific to you and we can actually get you approved.
Yeah. We went through that a little bit with my wife after she had West Nile. Some of the insurances were like, nope, not touching that. But it was interesting, right? So you find the one or the two or the three plans that will cover. And then you choose between those. Exactly. And it's nice having someone who has a wealth of choices for you to look at. Talk if you would, because I'm sure people hear supplemental insurance, the Aflac, of those kinds of things. Can you shed a little bit of light on that and what that looks like?
Yeah. So I actually am a huge fan of like Aflac specifically. I think that their products serve their purpose and they're great to partner with a permanent or a temporary life insurance plan. I did not have a cancer plan through Aflac and I wish I would have. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that if you can qualify for it now, and you can afford to add on that extra, I would definitely go for it. There's no such thing, in my opinion, as having too many resources available to you for the what ifs, because life is going to happen, right? We don't mm-hmm. know. I never once expected to have a cancer diagnosis in my life. Right. When I qualified for my life insurance, I qualified for the very best rating that Nationwide offered because I was healthy, mm-hmm. right? And you go from that to...
Here I am.
Triple negative breast cancer diagnosis, not understanding that you think, oh, negative is a good thing. You know, you got a negative pregnancy test, you're doing good.
I got three negatives.
I got three of them. I'm doing great. No, baby, that means that you're pretty sick.
Yeah.
And we got to throw a whole lot of stuff at it to hopefully help be able to save your life. And so if I would not have taken it seriously and put those measures in place in advance, I don't know what this year would have looked like. Mm-hmm. So I share my story with anybody that will listen so that they understand that life goes like this real quick. One minute you're on top of the world, and the next minute you're looking up from the ground trying to figure out how to get back up, right? And so if we can have measures in place that can at least give us something to hold on to while we pull ourselves back up, we want to make sure to do that.
And that probably helped the strain on your relationship with your husband, too. You know, you didn't have to have that financial burden.
Yes.
Because you had this to rely on.
Yes. Yeah. We were so blessed with having those resources on both ends. So he and I have mirroring coverages in case either one of us got sick or passed away early to pay the house off and that type of thing. So we could have the least financial impact regardless of what the situation was. So this time, this year, has shown us that we didn't have holes in our plan. Mm. But had it happened 2 years prior, it would have been like Swiss cheese. Our plan was full of holes. Mm-hmm. We start with ourselves, with our program, and make sure that we seal up all the holes with ourselves. And it was awesome to get a chance to see that what we thought would happen actually happened.
Right.
Yeah, because you're not, I mean, obviously, this is the a crazy statement to say, but you don't plan for this. I mean, like, you don't, this should not have happened.
Right.
But it's planning ahead and making that difference. And now you're looking back going, I'm so thankful we did that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what every single family we sit down with, because most people don't think about it, especially if you haven't had cancer in your family. Maybe it's been a long time since anyone close to you has passed away. You kind of forget about, right?
It's not going to happen to you.
No.
You're moving through life until life comes to a screeching halt because now it has happened to you, mm-hmm. right? And so usually if someone can shed a light on that and help you feel what it would be like if it were you, it would help you take it a little bit more seriously and go ahead and put something in place. Even if it's, like I said, even if it's a small, cheap, temporary policy that has living benefits attached to it, that is far better than relying on just something from work, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Wow. Is there anything else, Tierney, that, you know, our listeners need to be contemplating, need to be thinking about as it comes to insurance and health?
Honestly, definitely making sure that they have the coverage outside of work, regardless of whether it's temporary or permanent, making sure their children have permanent life insurance. Most people don't think kids need life insurance. Oh, they're young. Kids need life insurance for two reasons. Permanent life insurance gives guaranteed insurability for the rest of their life. So if you have a one-year-old child that you put a policy on, that's a permanent policy. It's going to have two great benefits for them. One, the savings account that's attached to it, the money that grows in there, grows tax exempt for the rest of the kid's life, which helps them have a secure financial future where they don't have to run to student loan debt or credit card debt or things like that, mm-hmm. because that foundation is already there. They have access to that those funds. The other thing is they're not going to be younger than 1 year old, right?
Yeah. Right.
They're not going to be healthier. than when they are right then. So if later on in their 20s or their 30s or their 40s, they get a cancer diagnosis, they already have permanent life insurance mm-hmm. with living benefits attached.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yes.
So it allows them maximum amount of growth for their financial future, but it also makes sure that whatever medical challenges life throws at them later, the burden is already solved ahead of time.
Yeah.
Always being prepared. mm-hmm. So for our listeners, how can they reach out to you if they want to just talk about their policies and their plans?
Yeah. So my phone number, it's 806-290-7188. They can call or text and get on my calendar. They can go to fullcirclepbk.com. And request an appointment there. We're on Instagram at Tierney, T-E-I-R-A-N-I and Co. They can find me all of the ways.
And if you can't find her there, you can always stop by the center and we'll give you the information.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I did want to make sure that your listeners understand that we actually never charge for our services. So any of the financial education, the literacy, debt payoff strategies, stacking, any of that we do as a firm, we never charge our clients. So it's something that anyone could have a second opinion on their finances for and be able to get a real good look at what their numbers look like and all of that.
Hey, we like that.
Yes.
Free, right?
It tends to be our favorite word, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. That leads us to our last segment. It is called Auto Inc. Inspiring Moment. Do you have an Auto Inc. inspiring moment that you could share with our listeners?
Ooh, an inspiring moment. I have a lot of inspiring moments, so it's hard to choose just one. I will say this. Community is important, right? And so in this digital age, we are so used to just sending a text or seeing someone online and that's about it, right? And we think that that check-in is sufficient, but people need hugs. People need hands to hold. People need somebody to have their hand on their shoulder and know that they're not going through this alone. I think that was probably my biggest thing that I looked forward to throughout treatment, was coming here for the medical massage with Melanie and just having her healing hands on me, right? Mm-hmm. And so reach out to people. Don't just send them a text. Go see if you can take them to coffee, have lunch with them, be more intentional. I think we've lost that and we need to get back to it.
Yes. That's so awesome.
It is. It is. I talk about, and I know Pam, we talk about this place we feel is built for community all the way around.
Yes.
And we encourage that. It might look different for you as it does me, as it does you, Tierney, right. You know, some people are like, I don't want to, maybe I'll come to a little small something or the other. And that's great. Whatever community looks like to you, you need to find it.
Absolutely.
And maybe it's with us, maybe it's not with us, but you need to find it.
And if you can't find it, create it.
Ah, yes.
Right? Hey, I like that.
Absolutely. You know, Pam, I say this all the time, but I learn so much from our podcast episodes.
I feel like there's a lot of information in this episode that you could share with anybody in your family, not just your survivors.
Yep.
But, you know, that's important. Share our episodes and make sure that you share the knowledge as well.
Yeah. So, you know, full circle. PBK.com, FullCirclePBK.com. Go there, check it out. Look on there again. Find a way to plug in terms of getting your health insurance. Find out what you have.
Right.
That's my biggest takeaway. Is like, oh my gosh, I would hate to be in a situation where you could have used more money in a situation like that, and you had it, access to it, but didn't know.
Exactly.
Mm.
It's life changing.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It is. And just as you say, PBK stands for Powered by Knowledge. And that's exactly what that is being knowledgeable about what you have. And Pam, I can't imagine a more powerful thing than to be able to have access to something that you thought you were going to have to struggle with. And it makes a life changing situation for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you, Tierney, for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your expertise. We love having you guys around and seeing your husband in the gym and taking advantage of the things that we offer, which is what we want. You know, we want you guys to feel like this is your place. And, take this to heart, pull out those papers, get on your statements and look and see exactly what you have. Talk to your insurance professional. If you don't have one, reach out to Tierney. And then make sure you join us next time for another great episode of Beyond the Ribbon. Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.